Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back and good morning. It's 7:52. Jordana and Paul filling in for Dave Lee today, up early with you. 15 hours ago, Mayor Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, tweeted out this. George Floyd came to Minneapolis to better his life, but ultimately his life will have bettered our city. The jury joined in a shared conviction that has animated Minneapolis for the last 11 months. They refused to look away and affirmed he should still be here today. Mayor Jacob Frey is joining us now. Mayor Frey, thanks for the time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jordana and Paul.
So tell us what you did last night. Where were you? Your reaction? Who were you with? Tell us about last night.
Last evening, we were over at the Emergency Operations Center, just making sure that everything was going safely and smoothly and the protests were peaceful throughout the city, and that was most definitely the case. But as far as when the jury verdict itself was read, we were over in City Hall overlooking the Hennepin County Courthouse. And undoubtedly, it was a sense of relief, I know, for our city enterprise, but more importantly, a sense of relief for our entire city, most especially our Black community, who's dealt with just a barrage of trauma over this last year. And this trial was most certainly the culmination of it. But, you know, let's be clear, you know, there's a whole lot of work left to be done. This is day one on our journey here now towards more racial justice and healing. A lot of work has already taken place, but we got a lot more to go.
Mayor Frey, it's been said, and by the way, good morning. We really appreciate you making
good
time
morning.
For us this morning. Yesterday was about accountability. The verdict coming down in very definitive terms, overwhelming terms. I'm wondering, from your perspective, what comes next? What would you like to see done here in the short term as we move towards reform?
These cycles of tragedy and trauma, they won't break themselves. We're going to need clear action. We need to continue building a more inclusive economy for all of our residents. We need to make sure that we have alternative responses so that not every call necessarily needs a response from an officer with a gun. We need to, yes, as you stated, have more accountable officers, and that certainly includes changes in federal law as well, like the George Floyd Act that's presently moving through Congress. And we also need to continue pushing the boundaries on what's possible here locally. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of work that's ahead of us, but I think so much of the national media narrative has been around Minneapolis as this city on the edge, and, you know, there's no argument from me on that front. That is in part true. But we're also a city that's on the precipice of extraordinary change. And I'm hopeful that we can be a beacon of inclusion and opportunity and hopefully an example for the rest of the country to follow going forward.
Okay.
Did you sleep last night?
I got a few hours in. I was obviously thankful for the few hours, and I'm also thankful for the verdict and a sense of relief for our entire city who's we've gone through a tough time over this last year.
We're speaking with Mayor Jacob Frey. If I can squeeze in one more question, do you think things are going to be easier to create reform now that Bob Kroll is no longer head of the union, the Minneapolis the police union? Do you think that that was a main sticking point, and do you think things will be smoother moving forward?
I think it was a sticking point, but that wasn't the entire issue. I think so much of it is galvanizing both an entire community, all political leaders, leaders at the state around a concept of change, and then making sure that the precision of our solutions are matching the precision of the harm that was initially inflicted. So many times you have policies that are initially introduced, and then by the time they actually pass, they're extraordinarily watered down. We need true change. We need to be honest with about the realities that we're facing right now. Because here's the thing, like, these issues are very complex. You're not going to solve any of these issues with a hashtag or a large sign. They require you to dig into the policy. They require you to determine all of the externalities and then, you know, take some clear action. And I'm hopeful that that's where we're galvanized to go right now.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, we sure appreciate your time and perspective, and thank you for joining us on CCO.
Okay, thanks so much for having me, Paul and Jordana.
You got it.
Yeah.
A sigh of relief this morning. That's really what it was, a sigh of relief, for no bigger sigh than from the mayor. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, Jeffrey Storms in the next hour, Twin City attorney who is part of Ben Crump's team, next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.